pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Good evening. This is the October 17th, 2022, public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Aversa?
Here.
Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Absent. We'll suspend. Absent.
Kevin, like, fair is fair. I've taken advantage of you in the past. You go for it. You're going to get your second in a row.
Ms. Johnson?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Presently absent.
Yeah, I heard a bell on the elevator. I thought maybe that was him. Mr. Millay?
Here, I think.
And Mr. Seme?
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
We have a quorum of how many there?
Five. Thanks to our new member.
Four members and one alternate.
Because I don't see our newest member listed on the roll call.
He's right.
Oh.
Yeah, she mentioned him. She called him, but
yes,
he's not
but
on
the... Yeah, I didn't put him on the agenda. Is that...
Okay. He threw me off a little.
Okay, yeah, that's not an issue, right?
I don't think so, no. But I'm glad I made that move.
I would put in the minutes, but right, we waited until he was sworn in. And then,
yeah.
Okay, so we do have some minutes to approve. We've got two sets. The first set is June 20th, 2022, and you can see the eligible members.
I had no edits.
Does anybody have any edits or concerns?
I'm sure somebody has
edits. I did. I was good. All eyes are looking at Evil Eye Sue.
Yeah, I just sent them over to you.
Yep.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Millay and Mr. Glaser. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it. Thank you. Next up are meetings from August 1st, 2022. Again, the same
deal. Just do me a favor, because I have trouble hearing. I know I'll be able to hear Tom, since he's also on the WebEx. How many were in favor of adopting those minutes? How many people? I don't need to know the names.
Three.
Three eligible.
Okay,
so for the August 1st, 2022, that you see the eligible members. Again, anybody have any questions or comments?
I had comments, but apparently... My thunder was stolen by Ms. Clayton.
She was the first.
And I'm not even eligible.
And these were all basically just mostly edits.
Nothing substantive.
Well, yeah, it was that.
Okay, so with that, is there a motion from one of the eligible members?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. I'll second it. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
And Mr. Seme?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we don't have a resolution tonight. Next up, we do have a public hearing. I'm trying to speak louder for you, John. It's the Gray Rock Road area in need of redevelopment study. And there's several properties, 2 Gray Rock Road, 10 Gray Rock Road, I'm not going to read the block, I'm not, 12 Gray Rock Road, 42 Fairview Avenue, 173 Center Street, 3 Gray Rock Road.
For the record, this is a redo, just to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed with respect to the notice. And we have Mr. Barons also on the WebEx. who's the board and township planning expert, and I'd like to swear him in because he's going to present as if this was from scratch. So, Tom, do you first identify yourself for the record?
John, we have some...
Why don't you swear them in first?
Okay.
Go ahead. Swear them in.
Very good. Tom Behrens, board planning consultant with Burgess Associates.
Okay, and do you swear the testimony you're going to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and are there people in the public there on this hearing tonight?
There are three people in the public.
Then just by a show of hands, does anyone in the public, they have the right to not only cross-examine Tom Behrens, the board witness, but they also have the right to make statements under oath. Can you find out if any of the public is intending to make statements so I can get them sworn in now rather than wait till later?
That's fair. Does anybody in the public intend to make a statement or at this point?
No.
That doesn't eliminate your right, but okay. All right. At this point, no.
Tom, why don't you take it away again from scratch, from the beginning, like the board has not gone through this process before.
Will do. Very good. And thank you all. Thank you for accommodating this virtual appearance this evening. As was mentioned, my name is Tom Behrens. I'm the board planning consultant with the firm Burgess Associates. Our office was initially approached to prepare an area in need of redevelopment study in accordance with the local redevelopment and housing law, first for block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4. Those are the properties that comprise essentially the east side of Grey Rock Road. And so initially we prepared a study for those parcels dated October 27th, 2021. When the board had reviewed that document, they had recommended to the governing body that those parcels be designated an area in need of redevelopment. At about the time that the governing body was about to review this document at a public hearing and potentially declare the site an area in need of redevelopment, there was a request to include or expand the study area to include additional parcels on the west side of Grey Rock Road, and specifically those parcels include block 74, lots 16, 17.01, and lot 19. And again, those are on the west side of Grey Rock Road. So we prepared an amended area in need of redevelopment investigation dated May 17th, 2022 that the board has, which is the document that we're reviewing and discussing tonight, essentially to determine or recommend to the governing body whether or not none, or a portion of the study area should be designated as an area in need of redevelopment in accordance with the local redevelopment and housing law. And so in terms of the contents of our report, we give a brief introduction as to why we're conducting this, an overview of the local redevelopment and housing law, the process, the various criteria, an overview of the study area, the extent to which the parcels comply with the statutory criteria to be designated as an area in redevelopment, and then we summarize our findings and provide recommendations for the planning board to consider. So in giving a brief overview of the local redevelopment and housing law, that component of the report, municipalities are able to utilize this program or tool to assist sites primarily that wouldn't be developed without municipal aid, essentially, and could not be developed with private capital alone. That's the fundamental reason for this program to exist. And so this program allows sites to review, study, and ultimately designate a single parcel or entire areas or even entire municipalities as an area in need of redevelopment based on 8 criteria. And it's required that the area only meet at least one of those criteria. And I'll get into how this site, may meet several of those criteria. And once a...
Tom, when you say this site, you mean the proposed study area?
The study
all
area.
The lots.
When I say site, I mean the study area. Right?
Okay.
I'll try to stick with study area. So once a municipality does designate a site as an area in need of redevelopment, ultimately at the governing body level, the town is then able to prepare a redevelopment plan for the study area, which... provides a number of tools at the municipality's disposal, which allows the town to, one, create specific zoning for the site in terms of the use and the bulk criteria, how big the building can be, whether it's residential, commercial, what the setbacks are, and so forth. And other tools include potential bonding, the selection of the redeveloper, so who ultimately will develop the site, the conveyance or acquisition of property, and certain tax abatement programs such as a pilot or payment in lieu of taxes. And in this case, the underlying zones are the AH10, which cover the easterly parcels in the study area, and the OB2 covers block 74 lots, I believe it's 16 and 19, and lot 17.01 is included in the VR zone. So while the zoning for the AH10 zone is generally consistent with what's anticipated to be developed there, which includes an affordable housing component, we believe that this redevelopment program would aid in the development of that site because of the inherent costs associated with the development of affordable housing. And similarly, on the west side of the street, it's been viewed that the current zoning designation should be reconsidered. And finally, we are pursuing this process under the non-condemnation procedures, meaning that eminent domain is not on the table, and it's required that we state this at the onset of the process. Getting into the study area briefly, I've identified the parcels contained within block 77.01, which comprise an area of about 2.41 acres on the easterly side of Grey Rock Road. On the westerly side of Grey Rock Road, we have those three parcels within block 74, which comprise another 2.44 acres for a total study area of 4.85 acres. And the study area is generally bound by Finagle's Restaurant, the Goddard School to the north, Old Highway 22 to the east, Center Street to the south, and the VR residential zone to the west. Again, I've identified the underlying zoning that already exists. It's been viewed that this particular study area provides a transition from the VR zone to the west to the C1 zone to the east. The site is within walking distance to the public bus park and ride facility, not park and ride, but park and ride facility located a few blocks to the east, and it's also within 1 mile of the Annandale train station, which is located to the northeast of the site. Getting into the individual aspects of each property quickly, again, the westerly parcel, starting with block 74, lot 16, has frontage only on Fairview Avenue. It's a lot that's developed with a single-family home and associated site improvements with a house that was constructed in approximately 1960. Lot 17.01 in the same block fronts on Center Street and is generally undeveloped with some amount of brush vegetation. And lot 19, which has frontage on Fairview Ave, Grey Rock Road, and Center Street, did receive a site plan approval several years ago for the construction of the new medical office building. And to date, it's gotten, it has some improvements, mostly subsurface drainage improvements and some bits of a foundation, but has mainly or primarily remained a site under construction for a number of years. And it's been understood that that plan or approval to develop the site for medical office has generally been abandoned at this point, is my understanding. Moving over to the easterly portion of the study area, again, the parcels contained within block 77.01. We have lots 2 and 4, which generally function as a single site with frontages on Grey Rock Road and Old Highway 22. That site is developed with what was once a single-family home, originally built in 1955, but had been converted to office use, but is currently vacant and uninhabited. And finally, we have lot 3 in block 77.01, which is developed with a two-story office building and severely deteriorated building fronting Center Street, located at the intersection with Old Highway 22 and Grey Rock Road. And I would offer that lot 3 is one of the larger parcels in the study area. It doesn't really have much in the way of improvements, paved surfaces or otherwise, and is mostly overgrown and, again, exhibits significant deteriorated conditions at this point. So as the statute dictates, in order to declare or determine that a site qualifies as an area in need of redevelopment.
The study area
qualifies as an area in need of redevelopment. Again, it must meet at least one of eight of the criteria. In this case, we found that at least portions of the site satisfy of the study area. I'll get it by the end.
Thank you.
Of the study area qualify for at least 4 of the 8 of the statutory criteria, and I'll identify those criteria quickly. They are criteria A, which is the generality of buildings are substandard, unsafe, unsanitary, dilapidated, or obsolescent, or possess any of such characteristics, or are so lacking in light, air, or space as to be conducive to unwholesome living or working conditions. In our report, we identify a number of these conditions on several of the parcels related to substandard and obsolete conditions, as well as dilapidation to some of the buildings. Again, this criteria may not apply to all of the parcels contained in the study area, but it definitely applies to the ones mentioned in the report, and for that reason, the study area has been deemed to qualify for criteria A. We also found that the study area qualifies for criteria C, which is land that is owned by the municipality, the county, a local housing authority, redevelopment agency, or redevelopment entity, or unimproved vacant land that has remained so for a period of 10 years prior to the adoption of resolution, and that by the reason of its location, remoteness, lack of means of access to developed sections or portions of the municipality, or topography or nature of the soil is not likely to be developed through the instrumentality of private capital. So these parcels are privately owned, again, by private entities, not the municipality, county, or redevelopment agency. But there are issues related to vacant land that has remained so for more than 10 years, and certainly there's topography affecting both sides of the study area. We also have criteria D that applies to the study area, which is areas with buildings or improvements which, by reason of dilapidation, obsolescence, overcrowding, faulty arrangement or design, lack of ventilation, light, and sanitary facilities, excessive land coverage, deleterious land use or obsolete layout, or any combination of these or other factors are detrimental to safety, health, morals, or welfare of the community. Similar to criteria A, there are clearly obsolete and deteriorating conditions on a number of the parcels. And I would say at a minimum, those would include block 74, lot 19, which again I can't even say it's a half developed site, but it's a site that's had some level of disturbance. And I believe D would also apply to all of the easterly side of the study area, which includes block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4. And finally, we have criteria H that applies to the study area, which generally pertains to smart growth planning principles. So here the municipality or township is contemplating potentially a mix of land uses. We obviously haven't developed the zoning for the site yet. A compact building design, potentially the creation of new housing opportunities, fostering walkability to the extent that the site has access to surrounding commercial and office development as well as public transportation facilities, and that this is a fair and predictable redevelopment process. So again, just to summarize, we believe that the study area, at least portions of it, qualify for criteria A, C, D, and H. And again, I note that not all of the sites or parcels must qualify, but can be included in the broader redevelopment area for the purposes of creating a comprehensive or cohesive redevelopment site. And so, in summary, we offer a number of recommendations that the planning board consider, and that would be to recommend to the governing body that the study area, some or none of the parcels be designated as an area in need of redevelopment. We outline our case as to why we think the study area does qualify. Once this investigation gets to the governing body, they can make that determination or not. Assuming that they declare all or part of the study area an area in need of redevelopment, they can then authorize the preparation of a redevelopment plan to the study area, which again dictates the zoning for these parcels to be included, which would come back to the planning board, I assume, for the preparation of that plan, and we'd have this.
Okay, so two things. So first, your preliminary investigation concludes the planner's recommendation that the planning board should recommend to the governing body that all lots in the study area qualify as an area in need of redevelopment for the reasons set forth in your study. That's your recommendation, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And assuming that the governing body were to actually designate the study area as an area in need of redevelopment, the governing body could adopt a redevelopment plan, but it could, it's up to the governing body whether it would refer that to the planning board to draft, or whether the governing body wanted to draft it, and then the planning board would just get it on referral, correct?
Right. In any event, the planning board would get to review it. That hasn't been determined in terms of who will be preparing that. Right. Right. So I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. And then finally, you know, once that zoning or redevelopment plan is created, the selected developers could come and present site plan applications to the planning board to, you know, for actual development applications.
Right. But again, process. But for tonight's purposes, this hearing is solely for the planning board to determine whether or not to recommend the entire study area comprised of the 8 lots or a portion thereof, either for the governing body to designate them as an area in need of redevelopment or not. That's the purpose of tonight, correct?
That is the only thing before the planning board this evening, correct?
And, Mr. Chairman, if you wanted, any cross-examination of Mr. Behrens, in my opinion, could be limited to the question in front of the board. If you want, you could open it up to anything, but might not be a good idea, and you certainly don't have to. Or all he's got to be is subject to cross-examination on what's in front of the board tonight and what he testified about.
And I just want to ask a quick question.
Sure.
And I think it would be beneficial for the public, recognizing that before us this evening is only the consideration of the recommendation to the governing body.
But can he talk louder?
Sure. But should the governing body adopt the resolution designating this area as an area in need of redevelopment, the next procedural step after the, let's say that whoever creates the plan, whether it's the governing body refers it to the planning board or the governing body creates it and then refers it, the plan would only be adopted by the governing body via an ordinance with a public hearing opportunity.
That's correct.
So
correct.
This says yes. The planning board has determined that the township should consider addressing this area of the township through extraordinary means, so to speak. And
just so you know, it's not that the governing body should consider. It's either going to be a recommendation that they designate it as an area in need of redevelopment, or a recommendation that they don't.
Yep, agreed.
Or, okay.
Yep.
So, I'm happy, you know, we read the report, we understand it, all those properties seem to fit in various of those different criteria, not all the same, not all unanimous. Right. We understand what's before us. Does anybody from the public want to
ask
any questions of Mr. Behrens, or if they want to make comments, then I need to swear them in. I got to see them to swear them in.
Well, you can do that if it's... No, I'm not seeing anybody.
No movement.
So do you got any questions or comments from the board on this one?
I'm going to defer to that end because I've been involved in
it. Yeah, no, I know. And you know, we see the report, and again, I think it's good explaining the process, and it's good reiterating again that this is non-condemnation should anything go further, even, because that's something that sometimes gets lost in the discussion. But it appears to me that discussing all of these different lots that make up this study area. Thank you. I got sight on the brain. You know, it does seem that that area has been in a state that has not been optimal. That's the best word. And as evidenced by the report and Mr. Behrens' discussion about all the different criteria and the different lots, seems to me reasonable that this, you would recommend this as an area needed to develop. Any other thoughts or questions?
It's been in our master plan, and part of it's been in the a couple of times, at least one or two versions of our demolition. So I think it's probably pretty much something we can consider the township's
I think as it's laid out, it provides a lot of flexibility in terms of what we can do to address the disrepair that's there. Nothing set in stone and how we do it, but we have a little bit more flexibility through this mechanism and also with the lots, the sites included in the project area, study area.
It's not that the area has been disinvested or uninvested. There's been some good activity over the years on neighboring lots,
yep.
on neighboring areas. It is at the crossroads of a couple of major roads.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot that, you know, I think that the objective here is to try to encourage some more smart development to make it, you know, more than it has been for all these years.
Yeah, I think the redevelopment could allow it to be better utilized.
Anyone want to make a motion to recommend that the study area be designated by the Township Committee as an area in need of redevelopment?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Is there a second? I'll second it. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. So off it goes to the that goes off to the governing body.
Yeah, and there's a we already have a form of resolution which will have to be adopted at the next planning board meeting. I'm going to ask Denise just to take the last one we did and just, you know, fill in the new dates and everything.
Will do.
Does the letter have to, does the letter from planning board wait till the formal resolution, or can it go in advance?
Well, when there's a resolution.
Yeah, you can do a letter. You don't need a resolution, but let's do the resolution to dot the I's and cross the T's, but Denise can send a letter on to the governing body
Right. Telling
them that the planning board recommended the study area be designated as an area in need of redevelopment for the reasons set forth in the Burgess report.
And I think the governing body has sufficient information to base a resolution on that we can adopt it next week.
Good.
Actually, Denise or Tom, if you have, actually, I may have that resolution. If I can, maybe I can just read it in the record. You guys can adopt it tonight. Hold on one sec. Mr. Chairman, do you mind taking a little diversion here?
Be done.
Yeah, I can't access it. It's in there.
Oh, my God, that's
valuable. But it wasn't in our, no.
Actually, I probably have it in the council box.
It was a I can tell you it was.
Actually, hold on.
Before I say it was a short resolution, let me.
It was. I did. I remember mocking you for it.
Yeah, I know. I remember that too. CTPB 2022-0A. Here it is. I have 0B. 0A was the resolution regarding the emergency. So it's.
I think you revised it, though. Okay,
let's see how many pages this thing is.
Like one and a half.
It's a two-pager. All right, here's the resolution. Whereas the Township Council, by adoption of Resolution Number 107-2021-14, that doesn't sound right, but we'll have to check, directed that the planning board undertake a preliminary investigation to determine whether to recommend property designated, this is the block 7701 lots, 2, 3, and 4, the initial subject area.
Yep, that was last year. That's right.
Yep. Whereas the planning board, planning expert Tom Behrens, prepared at direction of the planning board, just like Tom testified to a study dated October 22 for that initial study area. Whereas after reviewing the initial study, hearing testimony from Mr. Behrens, and hearing questions and comments from a member of the public who owns two of the lots in the area, the board determined for the reasons set forth in the initial study that the initial subject area qualified under criteria A, D, and H of the redevelopment law as well as under Section 3, which is if you have lots that are adjacent to other lots, as Tom testified, that they can also be designated as an area in need of redevelopment. Whereas the Township Council adopted Resolution 25-2022, directed the Planning Board to expand the preliminary investigation of the initial subject area to an expanded subject area. We're going to call that in this resolution the expanded subject area, to include property designated on the Township tax maps. These are the Block 74 lots, 16, 1701, and 19. and we list the addresses. Again, we list in both places it's a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Whereas Planning Board expert Tom Behrens prepared at the direction of and for the Planning Board an amended study dated May 17, 2022. That is correct. Titled Grey Rock Road Non-Condemnation Area in Need of Redevelopment Study, Block 74, the three lots, Block 7701, the three lots. The amended study, which amended study concludes that the expanded subject area should be designated as an area in need of redevelopment, and the board held a duly noticed public hearing on the amended study on, Denise, this is where the date has to be changed, okay, from June 6, 2022 to tonight, October 17, 2022, to determine whether or not to recommend to the Township Council that the expanded subject area be designated as an area in need of redevelopment. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Clinton Township Planning Board by motion made and seconded on and put in tonight's date, October 17, 2022, that the board hereby recommends to the mayor and township council for the reasons set forth in the amended study that the township should designate the expanded area as a non-condemnation redevelopment area under the standards set forth in 40A, 12A, 5A, 5D, actually it's 5A, 5C, Denise, you got to add 5C, 5D, 5H, as well as 48:12A-3. Okay, and then the above resolution will be adopted tonight, October 17, 2022, by the members who voted yes, Denise. So if someone makes a motion to adopt this resolution and it's seconded and the same people vote on it, Denise, you can send it to me. Tomorrow morning, I'll make a final review, and then you can sign it, and it's done. You don't need any letter. You'll have a resolution.
Okay. Sounds good.
So is there a motion to adopt that resolution as read and into the record?
I'll make the motion. I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer. Thank you, Mr. Aversa. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Good. All right. We have, you guys, Tom, you're probably, and John, if you want, we have some communications. We have the updated site plan later.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind letting me go, I would love to be let go.
Yes.
Not permanently. Just from the meeting.
Yes. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
If you need me,
yep,
text me.
Yep.
I'm going into the other meeting. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you again.
I didn't qualify, but I probably wouldn't have caught it.
We do have the vouchers. There were a few bills to pay, if I remember.
Yeah.
Which when they get on and off, it beeps like.
Yeah, they're all pretty standard. I've reviewed it. I'm okay. I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Just a second.
You get the microphone.
Kevin, you made the motion.
Yeah, and Bill seconded it.
Okay, Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Simon?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. All right, any reports while we're...
Oh, who's order? First? Council, I guess? Is that the way it works?
Mm-hmm.
I did not attend last week's meeting, though I think I can give the report for it, and it's over. Next meeting, I hope that the governing body will adopt a resolution for the redevelopment area. We should also have on the docket the introduction of an ordinance for some minor improvements to the playground at Bunt Park. The exercise equipment I heard tonight has been removed from Bunt Park, which is just as well because it was a little hazardous, if you ask me. So that's done. That's all I got in my head right now. My head's very full.
That's fine. We'll take it. Ordinance subcommittee, anything of any note?
Yeah, Mr. Higgins and I have been meeting kind of weekly, not every week, but almost every week with Mr. Barrett. He's going through the Route 31 rezoning, and it's moving along. I think we'll have something maybe by December. We have a few things to pull over the line. We have good ideas and scenarios. We did work on some language and some stuff. It's all along 31, and a little bit of cleanup. Like in other areas, because once you change something in one area, it's like a balloon, something else pops out of another area. And then doing something we had talked about in the master plan re-examination of designating open spaces on the zoning map and stuff like that, just to clean up a little bit more effective issue. So I hope we have something. We can't start meeting today, so we're maybe a week behind December. I hope we have something. That would be much more helpful. We can bring forward something that we talked about before that.
I'd like to commend Councilman Glazer for having a schedule that he could advise we were a week behind on, because that's, but I mean,
well, we're hoping to make a little progress.
In all honesty, though, a lot of things have tended to linger with the ordinance committee, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
So that kind of thing helps a ton.
It's done that for years. At 11 o'clock. We meet everybody at 11 and try to.
So remind me who's on that. There's four, so we don't have a quorum, right?
Is it three?
Yeah, right now it's only room two of us, though. It's really me and Josh. It's just 11 in the morning.
So I pinch hit occasionally.
Yeah.
I'd
be happy to, if it doesn't create an issue, if we meet somewhere or another, I'll join in.
All right.
You know,
if we get closer, maybe, yeah. We're still,
I can help.
A lot of our meetings are called in working sessions, so they're a little bit gory.
Yes,
we can find on stuff. Yeah. But I think we made pretty good progress. I mean, the basics of the map, I think we know. We've gone through the various areas. We're just cleaning up a few little things and dating a few things back and forth.
Okay, good.
I have a question from the ordinance subcommittee, if I could. Bill, a few months back, you had asked me about fees.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about that today, and I owe you a phone call. If you come above water, you want to talk about fees?
You do. So, well, here's the thing.
You said we'd wait till after permits.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, our new administrator has sent a memo to all departments asking us to review fees and make recommendations.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, have you started anything yet?
No, I was waiting to meet with you.
Okay.
He's going to try to make them all at once by the end of the year.
Ah, perfect. Then we can work on that. That'd be good. Because those are long. We haven't updated a lot of some of those in years.
I know.
We used to survey the neighboring and the more consistent towns, but neighboring and similar size,
yes,
like Reddington and Raritan,
mm-hmm,
and then the closer ones, and make sure we were in the right ballpark.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. So.
Yeah.
So you have to move it up the list.
What's that?
You have to move it up your list.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Okay.
And that's something where maybe you can get some help from.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, and Mr. Close is looking for that by the end of this month.
Okay.
Yes.
You might have some fight
window.
But tell him it's coming.
Environmental.
Sandra.
Yeah, Sandra's not here. And historic was Kate. Anything else from anybody else?
Oh, we got to train a new guy.
Oh, one thing quick. I love the waiver reports. I want to acknowledge that you granted six, only denied two. So I think it's doing what we intended. I mean,
yes,
moving things along.
I think so, yeah.
I know it's a little more work for you. One minor request, if I could. Like, proposed improvements for wireless, these, just a couple words, like modification, is it like new antennas or, you know, just a little more meat to what the modification was.
Okay. Well, I can tell you all of them were pretty similar. They were new antennas, new radio heads, and changing out equipment in the compound.
Right.
Yeah. And those probably, are quite the standard three,
yeah,
right?
Right. And
but
it's,
yeah, I can
yeah, just a few words, though. Not a lot. Just
Just like, maybe it's like new antennas and related equipment. That's exactly what they've been. They've been going from 4G to 5G, and they're apparently smaller, actually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, not noticeably, but they're smaller. Right. They fit right that in. Why these, it really does, that fits the need of this perfect. You know, the few that we've not recommended doesn't mean we're making them. We just, they don't go through that
easy, where it's a no-brainer. They got to go a little to the next level of.
Yeah, they're doing a little bit more than.
More complex things.
Yeah.
But we said if they're complex, they need to come.
They need to go through the typical process.
Yeah, the site plan process. That's great. I'm happy.
Yeah, well, and I'm thinking also that because of the switch to 5G, I think it was just a matter of timing, and I think that's why we're getting so many cell towers right now.
Right.
So I'm hoping that once we do them all...
We only have so many cell towers. So
well, we do, but then we've got multiple providers on each tower.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what's happening. Each provider is coming in.
And says, I'm putting mine on... Yeah.
T-Mobile's a little ahead of people because they bought some power.
Yeah. So, they're going to...
Come through here.
Oh, yeah, that would just...
Yeah, they would have, yeah, but...
Right. Yeah. A lot of those are kind of almost perfunctory because a lot of them are investing by state law and federal
law. That's been the argument that one of the attorneys makes, is you shouldn't even ask, but we've been trying to just say, look, it's a pretty easy process. Give us a few things, and then it takes more to
Well, he's going to be submitting another one.
Yep. But by now they're into a pretty good groove of what it takes to get done.
But what he basically does is he just checks the boxes. You know, he wants to waive everything, and then his backup is all the FCCs.
But let's keep. But there's so much else to work on. I think it's working generally. Let's keep it running.
Yeah, good.
Well, good. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I was like, wait.
You want to read that anything?
No.
That's why I didn't include it. I was like, oh, let me just see what you think.
All right, so is there a, typically the guy at the end will make it, is there a motion to,
adjourn.
Adjourn? Uh-huh. Would you like to do
the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Have a good evening. Thank you. That's just...